This is the EWN Podcast Network.
And welcome once again to Sex or Sexy, another Friday night here talking about all those fantastic different topics that we love, but sometimes don't dare to talk about. And for that, I have Pedro with me. Peter, thank you so much for being here tonight, one more night. And on a Friday, you know how it is. We are all nice, relaxed, and hopefully having a little glass of wine.
Qué rico.
I know, right? And just relaxing. And of course, today we have a very interesting topic because nobody will ever thought about hugging. And the diet and the benefits of hugging. And that's what we want to talk to you about. Do you remember the first time they gave you one of those hugs that you just said, oh my God, it makes me feel so good about myself. Forget the other person for now.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Since I was little, you know, getting hugs from everybody. And, you know, when you're little, you're cute.
I know, right?
So, yeah, then, I mean, I don't know what happened in the process. But yeah,
still cute in many different ways. But you know, you're right. Those things happen, and those are different type of hugs because the mothers, when they give you a hug versus a dad, your sister, family, and friends versus their girlfriend or the one that you have any interest in. Huh?
That's the one that kills you. That's the one that you like start shaking.
Yes. And you start sweating and you're like, oh my God, what is happening to you? But they also feel so good, don't they?
Yep.
I got to say.
They do.
Yeah, I know. I keep thinking of those times. And I, you know, to me, it's like, it took me a while to feel those. You know, I think I was in my late teens and early 20s when I finally realized, oh, that's what a hug is all about. You know, because you hug people, or it happens to you where they give you those hugs and you don't feel anything. That chemistry is not there.
Exactly.
And when I don't feel it, it's like, okay, it was just a hug. Okay, yeah. Gotta move it out of the way. But the ones that make you feel good, you just, you know, have other friends that I just want to say, hey, just come here and just give me a hug.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, those, you know, those hugs that you remember the whole day.
Of course.
And the next day you're like, oh man, can I get one of those hugs again?
I want another one again. You know, they make me feel so good. You know, but, you know, talking about that, and obviously, you know, we are Latinas and Latinos, which we are more affectionate.
We
like to touch, we like to feel, versus other cultures out there in which they automatically are sometimes kind of dry per se, right? It is in their genes that they don't hug too much, they don't kiss too much, and it's okay. You know, but what the studies have come out with is that the babies that are hugged and the babies that are giving affection and love, when they grow up, they're more secure about themselves versus the kids that were not. You know, they put the babies in a crib and let's pick you up so many times a day. Let's give you so many hugs. And after a few years later, they found out that those kids that were hugged more and show more love were accelerating in everything they were doing because they feel so much secure about themselves.
Of course. I mean, it messes up, doesn't mess up in a bad way. It messes up in a good way, your behavior.
Yes.
Towards everything, you know, you learn the difference between affection and love and hate and, you know, that relationship.
I know. And, you know, like I was saying, I think it's important for you to feel all of that.
Yep.
What hate is, what love is, what semi-love is. Or for the moment, love is, you know, because I'm sure we all do have those times. And don't judge me. I know we all been through something like that. Absolutely. And, you know, we're talking about the diet. You know, I know how sometimes we say we have to do 2 or 3 sets of 15, you know, for your arms and legs and so on and so forth. But we have one something like that for the hugs. So check this out. 4 hugs a day, you know, is basically to survive. So at least you need to feel, you have 4 of them to say, okay, I'm going to survive. I'm going to feel good or something similar. 8 of them is just to stay in shape. 12 of them is to feel love. Check it out. Okay. That's 12 already. Okay. 15 of them is for you to build up those immune systems so you feel stronger, healthier. And it kind of makes sense because, you know, it's interesting how our body is all connected. Then 20 of them is to be happy that day. How about that? Ooh. So we gotta go for 20. 25 is to kind of fight any negative emotion. So
yeah, that's a good one.
I
right
like
there.
That. I know, right?
I'll take 25 any day.
We are surrounded by those. So that's right. Man, keep on hugging. And 30 of them is to stay energized, all right? And 40 of them, which is my favorite number right now, guess what it is for? so that anything you do during that day, you'll be successful. So the day that you decide to have 40 hugs, or you have them, count them. Start anything that day and you know you're going to be successful.
At 6:30 in the morning, wherever I go, that's what I'm going to do now.
Hug away. I keep saying, hey, from the morning, I'm going to hug my dog. I'm going to hug my birds and everybody else, but I'm going to get my 40 of them, you know? And I know when you say that to a man, girls, they're probably panicking right now. It's like, oh my God, most of them, because there's exceptions to the rule, right? Yep. But most of them are going to say, wait a second, Iris, even including my own husband, would say, are you kidding me? 40 hugs, please.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy.
You know, and even with my young kids and my daughter, after I give her a hug, it's like, okay, enough. You know, how much longer is this hug going to be? I don't know. I'm like I said, I'm very affectionate and I like to feel and touch and kind of get to know the person. Because to me, a hug is telling me how you feel, how you are relating to me. Because that's what friendships hugs are about, right?
Yep.
We're going to talk about some other type of hugs later.
But, we'll leave that for the last.
But for now, we leave that for last. So that's one of the things. Now, if we talk a little bit about the benefits of hugs, right? We already talked about what we need to do, how many of them, to stay happy, to be successful. Then we talk about, you know, what a hug means. You know, most countries, when you hug somebody saying, oh, welcome, you know, appreciate you. Right. So that's kind of a good international communication feeling. Then, of course, another thing that I like is because it allows me, you guess what? The more hugs I get, the less tension I'm going to have, less stress I'm going to have.
Not even that, but whenever you're trying to break the ice in a conversation with somebody and, you know, that hug, you know, that hug at the beginning. It what makes you feel, you know, closer. Or it gets you comfortable.
Yeah, I know,
I
right?
guess with that person. So
let me tell you. And do you use your hugs right now? Because you look like a teddy bear. And you hugs, I'm sure they're like a teddy bear. I'm sure the girls go, oh, come here, let me get a hug from you.
A couple.
And he's modest too, girls. Very modest too. How about just sensations? It's true, right? When you hug somebody, yep. Kind of brings you more alert to your sensations, what you're really feeling. And that's what I was saying earlier. At first, I guess I wasn't paying attention to my feelings or my sensation. I was hugging, maybe I wasn't really feeling it. I was just like tuned into something else.
It was just a hug.
It was just a hug, exactly. Just like, okay, it's like a welcome hug, like we were talking about earlier, right? And of course, your self-esteem, it brings it up. And
that's very important.
Right? And I understand that because I think when you're hugging somebody, it gives you that reassurance, you know, I have somebody there. I have somebody looking at my back and I can feel a lot better. So my self-esteem goes up.
It's just a happy place after a hug, you know?
Oh yeah. Happy golly people.
Yeah.
And I love this one. Before we continue, he helps me with control my appetite.
Oh man, that's crazy.
What do you think?
That's crazy. Nothing helps me control my appetite. I don't know what that, I don't know what's wrong with it.
And reduce anxiety. So when you talk about, I guess when you're hugging somebody so much, then guess what? It calms you down so you're not as anxious. So a lot of, I guess for people that eat because they have anxiety, and then that makes a big difference.
Yep.
So that's really why. And of course, for people that are with relationships, hugs will nourish your relationship, right?
That's
we're going
to
take a short little break, but we'll be right back with more sex or sexy and talking today about the diet and how the benefits of hugging.
I'm Sandra Yancey, CEO and founder of eWomen Network. We invite you to listen to all of our EWN podcast hosts at EWNPodcastNetwork.com.
December 6, 2014. We're going to drive across LA and hit every wedding we possibly can. It's going to be awesome. And we're late. What's the door for you, Mr. Madden?
Let's do it.
I'm broken down. I need your loving, I need it now.
that sugar sweet. Don't let nobody touch it unless that somebody's me. I gotta be a man, there ain't no other way. It's very hot on the night, Southern California day. No makeup on, that's my sugar.
And here we're back again with Sex or Sexy on a Friday evening. And Peter, Pedro, we were talking about the benefits of the hugging, right? Right before we left, we were talking about, hey, the diet, how it controls my appetite. Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe some people say, well, I think I still want to eat.
Yeah, I do. I always want to eat.
Even
after,
if you're hugging me, I still want to eat.
I can eat while you're hugging me. I'll even make it better.
But again, I think they're referring more to people that eat because they have some sort of anxiety and, you know, it kind of triggers that hunger. And of course, guess what? For people that have trouble sleeping, it's a good thing to do, right? Because I don't know about you, but there are times that I cannot sleep or I'm so tired, but I lay down against this person and it just makes me feel calm and relaxed and I fall asleep.
It makes you feel, that's your safe place. I think that's a safe place for a lot of people when, you know, when they're feeling... Even with your boyfriend or your mm-hmm. girlfriend, you know, like they fall asleep to one side.
Yeah.
And they don't like hugging. But then, you know, you have that person that comes from the back and gives you a hug.
I know.
And sometimes you just got to take it because, you know, you got to make that person feel good.
Of course. It's feel that connection. Feel comfortable. I think that has all to do with it. And, you know, and it's, I think that hugging in a relationship is like the food. It's how you nurture it. It's how you make it grow. It's a way of showing your love and appreciation without having really to have the sex.
Of course.
All right? And the kissing and so on and
absolutely.
So forth. Even though those things.
Yeah, it turns into it, but we'll talk about it a little later.
Yeah. As we get into the night, we'll get into that.
Let's heat up a little more.
Yeah. There you go. And then, of course, how about reconciliations? You know, when we fight, it doesn't have to be a relationship fight. It could be with mothers, sisters, whoever, friends. That hug always kind of makes it feel like, okay, the fight is over.
Feel like whenever you have a fight with a friend or, you know, even a close relative of yours or your best friend or whatever, whenever, you know, when you get mad at your siblings and then your mom will make you hug.
Right.
Or they'll make you shake
hands.
Give each other a hug. Yeah, give each other a hug. Oh, man, I hated those hugs.
Know.
I was like, I want to kill you right now, but I'll give you the hug.
Even though I want to kill you, I'm still going to do the hugging. But you know what? I mean, it's true. That's a sign of peace. That's a sign of that it's over. And even though we might not appreciate it, at the end of the day, it makes you feel good. And I found that you finally bring your defenses down.
It's like, absolutely.
Okay, it's all right. And I remember that because when I was growing up, that's the, like you said, that was the way for us to, my mother making us make up and forgive each other without having to say, I'm sorry, I forgive you, is one, okay, you don't know what you want to say, and then hug, and that will be...
Yeah, just hug each other, and that's it.
Of course. And of course, we cannot forget about letting you not feel as nervous or as tense, you know. A hug will also relax you enough to have a better conversation with somebody, right? Better than a handshake. I think,
of course.
I think that when you're having those moments of, I think the first time you meet somebody,
it's a great way to break the ice.
Exactly. Exactly.
You got to break that ice between a person, because otherwise.
And that is a perfect way of doing so. Yep. Allows you to be more comfortable and say better things. I think reason why is that, because I don't know what happens to you, but when I hug a person, they communicate something to me to let me know if I feel comfortable enough. So if I feel comfortable, you tend to open more and then really have a real conversation with the person, right? Now, there's some hugs there that you're like, okay, I just got to get out of here.
That's it, man. Give me a break. Come on.
I got to move. But no. Their hugs are always a good way. And of course, for people that are empty, is another way of fulfilling their lives, you know? Another way is for the stress is also very important. It reduces pain. Could you believe that?
Really?
Yeah, pain? It reduces pain. And I think I understand why and how it kind of connects to each other. Because when you think about it, stress is a way of bringing a lot of different type of backaches and your shoulders. And you know how we carry all that tension,
yes,
right?
Yes, it does.
So I think the way we release those hormones of stress is another way of hugging and
it's funny because
that
something that I always pay attention to when I was little, you know, as I was growing up, is that whenever my dad or my mom would get home, the first thing they would do is, oh, hey, honey, you know, let me give you a kiss.
Oh, that's
you know,
sweet.
Oh, hey, honey, you know, give me a hug, you know, because I haven't seen you. First, I haven't seen you all day.
Exactly.
But second, because I think like it makes that difference. Like, oh, shoot, you know, I just saw you right now. Mm-hmm. You're that person that makes me happy. And on top of that, getting that affection as soon as I get home from you, that makes a big difference.
And I think that's a way also, I think I love the way your parents were actually setting the stage for you.
Of course.
Showing you, you know, what to do. Because I bet you now when you grow up and the same time you do when you leave your home, you're going to do exactly the same thing. And nothing to make your wife or significant other feel so special.
Of course. That's something that has to be in a relationship no matter what. Make each other feel good. Support each other. Mm-hmm. Give each other 40 hugs a day. That'll be the ideal thing.
Oh, no. That's my number. At least I want to try with 25. You know, this is like a
build-up.
Let's
start with 25, yeah.
Right? This is like when you don't start running 5 miles. You start running maybe half a mile. And you build up to it. Guys, that's the same thing we have to do. You know, build up to it. When you talk, let's start with even, if you don't know getting even 4 or 8, let's start with a 4 and 8.
Of course.
You know, sometimes I know we're such a rush and we're always rushing around that sometimes we even forget of a hug and even less a kiss. You know how many times we run away and we don't even do that?
Something very important that I think, you know, is going to be conflicted when it comes to, you know, giving people hugs, especially with 40, because then you're going to have to hug a lot of people.
Exactly. I know.
It's, you know, the problem, the conflict that might bring in a relationship or not. Because if I tell
somebody that is kind of jealous,
is getting jealous. Hey, well, you're hugging 40 people.
Well, it depends. I'm not talking about hugging and touching. And
No. I'm talking about a regular hug. But if you're being too friendly to 40 people, I know some people that might have a problem with that.
Oh, yeah. Especially us Latinos.
Yep, exactly.
You know how jealous we are. But, hey, if we do it, I think everything that has been done in a respectful way to the most, because there was going to be some people out there that, no matter what you do, they're going to be jealous.
Absolutely.
You know, I've seen some woman out there that if you look to the right, honey, what were you looking at? Honey, I was just looking at a trash can. Well, why were you looking at a trash can for? How dare you? Is that the trash good looking for you?
Yeah,
you
I know, right?
I mean, it's no way of winning. But besides those type of people, I think that if you do it respectfully, I think they understand. If you guys are both in the same phase and stage, you say, okay, that's right. We're trying to do our 40. But let's start small. This one's, you know, when we start 40s, like telling somebody you have to run 5 miles when they didn't even run one.
Absolutely.
Right? So let's start with the 4, the 8, the 12, and we keep increasing. Wait, before you know it,
you already
have the 40.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? So let's start with that. So what else can we do? Well, people that are shy, it allows you to be able to speak up more, feel more comfortable, right? It allows you to also build positive emotions. So the hug not only will do that, but we also like you to feel, oh my God, I feel good today.
Yeah.
Let me have that attitude of anything that I can do, it will happen. So of course, those are always good things. And of course, nothing like allowing you to stimulate your sexual life. Right? So, what do you think? Woohoo!
We're getting warm.
We're getting warm.
And everyone's starting to get hot.
Nothing like the sex appeal that comes with it, because there's some sexy hugs out there that when we get back, we're going to talk about those, because nothing like some of those hugs, a baby.
Hey, those are interesting.
Because we're going to be doing something else in a few seconds. All right, guys, we're going to have to take a little short break, and we'll be back with more Sex or Sexy.
Welcome back to the EWN Podcast Network.
And here we're back again with Sex or Sexy, talking today about the hugs and how wonderful it makes us feel. I'm just sitting here. You wish you could see me. I'm kind of hugging myself.
I'm feeling myself right now.
I know, right? All right. You know, but you're right. You're right. It's one of those things that when I say it, I think about it, and I am imagining it, and I'm feeling it, and it's just a good feeling. Just thinking about it makes me feel good. So imagine if we're really doing it. It's amazing. So we left it up with the sex appeal and how it enhances our sexuality. And I believe so, because when we talk about sex and when we talk about hugs, it's just part of it.
Absolutely.
I mean, in a different way. Now we're taking it into a different category. It's not like hugging your mom, your dad, your sister, your friends. It's a different emotion. It's all about the body language. It's all about the message you're sending. You know, how much I want you, how much I love you, how much I want you right now.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, if you look at it a lot, having sex, you know, having sexual relations with somebody, it's a lot like hugging.
Yeah.
Because you're touching, your bodies are against each other. Exactly. But, you know, you just, when you're hugging a friend or whatever, the action is not happening, but no, still the hug is there.
The hug is there because you're letting them know that you appreciate them, that you love them, and they're important for you in your life. And that's the message we're trying to get across when we hug them, right? With our kids and mom, same thing. We love them, we hug them, we miss you. I mean, imagine those hugs when we miss somebody. Think about it,
yes.
Right? That you haven't seen them for one those or two really years, and you're like, oh my God, you start running. And what's the first thing you do? You just hug each other.
Hug them.
Some people even jump you, right? Yeah. And they wrap their legs around
you. It's funny because when I was a kid, well, I'm still a kid, but whatever.
You're still a kid. We're all kids.
We're all kids. When I was a kid, I remember my dad, he left on a mission. He was a doctor. And okay. He left on a mission to Africa.
Yeah. That was far.
Yeah, that was far. And my uncle was in Spain. And it just became the conflicting flights. They could never meet.
Oh.
And it was 7 years.
Oh, my God.
Seven years without seeing each other. And I remember my dad crying for a good... When he woke up at 7 in the morning, just the excitement that he was going to see my uncle.
Right.
I think it was coming like around 8 o'clock at night. Just excitement. Oh, my God. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. And that hug. Oh.
You never forget it, right? Like that are hugs that you will remember till the day.
Forever.
You die forever because they mean so much. You see the joy. I mean, there's some hugs out there that the emotions that bring about, you know, sometimes you're hugging to say goodbye.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah. Those are
Those are the hard ones. But most of the time, the hugs that we're giving is for rejoicing. You know, how happy am I to see you? I am so glad. And then when we have to depart, it's like, okay, I'm so sorry you're leaving.
Yep.
But at the same time, you know, we're letting them know that it is okay, that we're still going to think about them, and that we're still going to love them, right? So those are very nice. And of course, you know, when we talk about you can be very creative. When you're talking about your relationship with somebody and the way you guys are hugging, right? In the bed, you can be very creative.
Hey, I can get crazy.
Oh, in the pool?
Oh,
imagine.
Even worse.
Even more because the water is helping out.
Yeah.
And you could hug in ways that you never dreamed of.
Oh, man.
You know, and it is very creative and amazing. So, guys, start thinking about all the wild and crazy things you could do because it is totally great. And it makes you feel wonderful, which is the best thing ever.
It's not always that the water cools you down. Sometimes you have to heat it up.
You have to heat it up. So it is beneficial for both. Think about it. If we're both hugging, we're both being beneficial to each other.
Absolutely.
Right? With that connection. So, of course, you know, some of the things I do also want to mention, because I know as much fun as we're having, we're running out of time here. But some of the other things that we want to talk about is, you know, the happiness, you know. It continues growing because those feelings, like, remember I was telling you earlier how I can feel it. That feeling stays with you, that warmness and that happiness is like, oh my God, yes. You know, I'm excited to see a person. So the hugging has a lot of different significance to it. I think, well, guys, as much as we do it, it is better. And I think for people that are not used to it, because that happens a lot because of cultural reasons or because of the way you were raised, hey, start trying it and you'll get used to it just like everything else. And you'll be surprised how much happier and how much healthier you are going to be. So for all the girls out there that might be shy, saying, you know, if I hug him, he's going to think something else. Guys, from now on, think of it that they're looking for their health. and feeling better and feeling more secure about themselves.
Made them feel good.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, last but not least, let me tell you something about a few other things that I wanted to let them know about there. We're talking about ending depression. I don't know if I mentioned that earlier or not. Helping you with certain body parts like your heart, your lungs, right? All that stuff happens to be a healthy way of you feeling better just by hugging.
Absolutely.
So let's hug away, people. It is Friday night. Grab the person right next to you and give him one of those hugs that is going to make you feel wonderful and fantastic. And of course, it's time to go.
Pedro, unfortunately.
Thank you for being here once again.
Thank you for inviting me.
Until next week.
Absolutely.
Right? And we'll continue talking about all this fantastic. How about talking about kissing next time?
You know what? Let's do it. Yeah, that'll be an awesome topic.
That's enough. Because right after hugging, the kissing has to come in.
Absolutely.
Better ways of kissing. How to kiss better. I love it already. I'm getting excited.
Yep.
All right. Until next time, guys. Stay sexy. And we'll love you. Take care. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
This is the EWN Podcast Network. I'm Sandra Yancey, CEO and founder of eWomen Network. We invite you to listen to all of our EWN podcast hosts at EWNPodcastNetwork.com.